head and look the other way. For when your heart is aching, my heart is aching too. Let me help you bear your burden. That's the least that I can do. I'll be standing in the gap for you. Just remember someone somewhere is praying for you, calling out your name, praying for your strength. I'll be standing in the gap for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and welcome to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, here with you every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. I hate it almost to turn the jam off we just had, but it is that time, and we do believe in being punctual with the Lord because we serve an on-time God. Here we get to take your prayer requests live as well as your praise reports. Yes, someone is in the studio and listening in just for you. So pray with us right now, please. God, thank you for allowing us this chance to be together in your presence wherever we are. We just ask that you bless us, help us, that we may always continue to learn more about you in efforts to learn more about ourselves, in efforts to be a blessing back to you as well as to each other. In Jesus' name, have your way, God, as we always ask and expect. And we all say amen. Amen. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are going to pray together so we can slay together the things that seek to overwhelm us. We are focusing this weekend on under our Christ 101 series, 101 series. We are focusing on now moving from Bible 101 to Believer 101. That simply means we are talking about relationship and religion. Relationship and religion, relationship or religion, relationship versus religion. We are simply talking about how to have a better relationship with Christ, with self, and with one another. So please stay with us here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. You can call in live 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251. You can also check us out on live stream by going to the website for Praise 107.9 by going to praise1079.com. Praise1079.com. And if you want all the other ways to get in contact with us concerning this show, to stay connected and to interact, simply go to praise1079.com. And go to the on-air host information. There you'll see Standing in the Gap. And you click on that, it'll take you to the Facebook page. It'll take you also to the Messenger page, which is on Facebook as well. And there it gives you the email as well, sitgpastor@gmail.com. But again, right now, simply give us a call, 904-296-2251. Stay with us as we get ready to talk about religion and relationship concerning Christ as a believer.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. 'Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. But I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. So I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful when every morning starts. So I don't thank my lucky stars, 'cause that's not where
blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Yeah, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved. From the very beginning, this life that I'm living was part of your plan all along. So I don't thank my lucky stars, 'cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky in love.
You are listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica, and I am here tonight as we are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night just for you from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The number to call in is 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251. We do answer the phone off air, just so you'll know. That way, if you decide you want to share your prayer requests and or your praise report on or off air, that is your prerogative. And we get that information from you. And so give us a call, 904-296-2251, and I'll be glad to pray with you on air or off air as well, or both, as well as to share your praise report to help you celebrate what God is doing in your life. Right now we are under our series, Christ 101. Don't assume that we are all so educated or edumacated that we know everything about Christ. No one knows everything about Christ, or even a lot. The more we learn, the more we know there is more to learn. Amen. And so I also don't assume that we know what we don't know. And so listening to God's heart and my heart conversing, we bring to you this night, this weekend, relationship and relationship and religion. A lot of times we get more focused on religion sometimes in different denominations, and different denominations counter one another or pick out or point out why they don't believe what another one may believe. And I'm telling you, when we do things like that, Satan definitely smiles, even though we're talking about, it seems like we're talking about God. We're really talking about religion and the confusion and that which is not the same, and how we believe in what we believe that's different. So even though we may be talking about God in a way, Satan gets really happy about the debate more than talking about the divine one, meaning Christ Jesus. So we're going to punk him as we always do tonight, while most importantly, we praise God. When we listen to different people talk about getting married or coming together, we know that they're planning a wedding. And a lot of times it'd be true to say that many relationships and marriages do tend to spend more time thinking about how to get together than how to stay together. More time is usually spent on preparing for that merger, that marriage, than preparing for that the wedding, than preparing for the marriage itself. Any bride worth her weight in lace has volumes of bridal books, wedding planners, etiquette manuals. Brothers as well have their own broham list, with the primary responsibility of inviting all their boys, every friend they've had from work, college, and all the way back to their K-4 class. Isn't it amazing how detailed and specific we are when attending to our personal needs and wants? God is like that with us as well. He's very detailed in supplying our needs, except his interest in us never fades like our interest does in him. All right, we're going to hear just one more song. I'm going to answer some calls and come back with us right here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica as we talk about what's more important, relationship or religion.
To live is Christ, and to die is gain. To suffer with him, I know that I shall reign in his arms over there in the land bright and fair. To live is Christ, oh Christ, and to die is gain. To suffer with him and to feel his pain, to carry my cross is the reason why he came, just to save my soul and to make me whole. To live is Christ, oh Christ, and to die is gain. From the storms that tear my heart into pieces, little bitty pieces, where no love can dwell there. Oh, to gain my robe and to gain my crown, to live is Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God, for that song. And that's from the Rest in Peace, Daryl Coley, To Live is Christ. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica, where we get to pray together that we may slay together the things that seek to overwhelm us. And now I'm going to get right back to this message that we are talking about tonight, relationships and religion when it comes to Christ and being a believer. What does that mean? Which one is most important, more important, most important out of all things that we do? From Romans chapter 7, verses 21 to 25. So I find then this law at work. This is Paul speaking. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Christ Jesus, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so as I was saying before, and yes, you can call in as well, 904-296-2251, 904-296-2251. As I was saying before, that we are talking about this word about being a believer of Christ. Is there more of a focus on relationship or religion or routines or rhetoric? What is it? And again, as we think about relationships coming together in marriage and covenant, a lot of times we spend more time thinking about that wedding day than we do about the marriage itself. You know, some people will go for broke in trying to set up that wedding and then start their marriage off broke. I'm so glad that Jesus saw what we need at all times, so that truly he did not let us do that same thing. You know, Jesus let us know, and speaking of the moral codes that Paul tells us in this word, blessed by Jesus, inspired by Jesus through Paul, in this chapter 7 of Romans, Paul reminds us that we are freed from the law, meaning the moral codes of the Old Testament. He advises that this newfound freedom is due to the death of Christ, giving us a reconnection to the Father, and because of the power that came through that resurrection, right? Simply stated, we were freed from sin, but not the sinfulness condition that we have. But we also should know that with freedom comes responsibility. So the law showed us the will of God, what God wanted us to do and not to do. Jesus, in addition, showed us the way of God. And just speaking for myself, I appreciate it when a friend invites me to their home and they supply me with directions as to how to get there. But then that still leaves the opportunity for me to misinterpret it, what they said, take a wrong turn here or there. So it is even better when they say, I'll meet you where you are and you can follow me there. I'll show you the way. That's what Jesus did, right? Being the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I know you know the law, but not only am I going to show you how to live it, I'm going to give you what you need to do it. The law was a map, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, that Jesus has given us this GPS, this God's provisional system, this God's purpose of salvation, giving us this help to get us to God now and when God's kingdom yet comes. So it matters not to someone just how you walk your walk at times, but to Jesus at all times, it matters how you do so. But, you know, and speaking of maps, there are some detours, some depressions that waver us, some dead end relationships and jobs, some potholes. There's some miry pits that may not be easily understood. So it's good that Jesus, even on our most soloist day where we feel like we are totally alone, Jesus is always with us. When you are facing sickness and trials, it's good to know that your guide, Jesus, has walked through the valley of the shadow of death and feared not. When temptation tries to lure us in, it's good to lean on the one who stood toe to toe with Satan and ordered that he get thee behind him and us. We have to go with the one who is the way, the truth, the light, the life, and everything else that we need. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me, and then became the way to that Father that we may seriously have an everlasting relationship. What an awesome guide God is. What an awesome God Jesus is. And what I love about him is that he is complete in everything he does, right? Not only does he lead us into righteousness, but he provides and protects us along the way. Read chapter 7 when you have a moment, and you'll find another example of Jesus's completeness, his completion in dealing with us. Paul discusses a marriage in the beginning, a symbolism for our renewed union with God. Not a bride, but a sinner. No ceremonial altar, for this marriage took place at the cross. And if that wasn't enough, Jesus not only performed that ceremony, but also anointed the union with his very own essence, his blood. And he gave us a gift. That gift being the answer to how we get through each and every day. When it seems like the wicked continue to prosper, how we stay focused on trying to keep that hustle holy so God can keep his hands on it. For we know that God is the gift that keeps on giving. But the question that boggles me is, why would Jesus place such a precious jewel as the Holy Spirit? Why would Jesus trust us to love him and choose him? Why would Jesus allow us so much power of responsibility? Why would God give us dominion, meaning responsibility, to be good stewards on the earth? I'm going to tell you exactly why when we come back from this next song. Let's listen to Derek Holy just one more time. God and God alone. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I'm waiting to hear from you too. 904-296-2251. We're going to talk about where your focus is right now. More on your relationship with God, with yourself, and loved ones, or more on the religiosity of it. Stay with us right here. This is Praise 107.9.
Is fit to take
His soul. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here with you, as we typically are, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. just for you. The number to call in with your prayer request and or your praise report is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. So as we talk about relationship and religion, relationship versus religion, where do you think God would have us to stand that's more important between the two, as absolutely also what's most important in everything else that we do? See, God has given us this word because he wants us to have a relationship with him. So we just went over Bible 101 last weekend, and the weekend before that we started Christ 101. This 101 is based on Believer 101. And so with that being said, we know that God through Jesus Christ is this awesome guide for us, that came for us, lived for us, taught us, preached to us, reached out to us, died for us, is perpetually present tense, resurrected for us, and for that we are grateful. Amen. What I love about him, as I said before, is God is always perfect, even with our imperfections. So Paul discusses this marriage in Romans chapter 7. In the beginning, a symbolism for our renewed union with God. Again, not a bride, but a sinner, you and I. No ceremonial altar, but this marriage took place at the cross. And the gift that is given, was given, and to all who believe in Christ, that gets activated within us, is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So think about how you shop for a wedding gift, for a wedding present, for a friend or a loved one. Maybe the couple is into fitness or sports. So you get him or her or both some athletic gear or some memberships, right, to a fitness center that they might use or not. I'm just talking about myself. Maybe they like traveling, so you help out with a trip or a hotel stay. Most gifts are chosen from the registry anyway, right, when they decide what they need and make that list available to the guests. Well, let me just jump to it and drop it on you like it's hot. Because I'm so glad that when Jesus went to the counter of the royal registry at the store of redemption, he saw what was really needed for us. He said, I'm not concerned that they are cross trainers, travelers, and collectors. My concern is that they are sinners because they are sinful. And although I have freed them from the wages of sin, the desire is still second nature. He could have given us other gifts to fight against our sinful ways. I mean, he could have given us a pocket-sized version of the Ten Commandments. Commandments, like a quick reference reminder, but instead he gave us an eternal life-size version of himself, the Holy Spirit. He could have given us authenticated scrolls of his best preaching and teaching moments, volumes 1, 2 through ever, but instead he gave us someone who would personally remind us about the life and the return of Christ. If the truth be told, Christ could have just said, look, I brought my head from the clouds of divinity to place my feet upon the dirt of the earth. I walked with you. I talked with you. I healed you. I preached you. I taught you. I reached you. And so if you don't get it by now, well, or oh, she-hole, or oh, hell, that's where you're headed. But he didn't do that. He said, you know what? My father has invested too much in you, sister. My father has invested too much in you, brother. There are elements of God Almighty that exist within you because God placed them there with God's own hands. It has nothing to do with how great we are. How else could we pray God's prayers, preach his message, sing his songs, teach his word, yield his praise, submit to his will, and walk his way? Jesus gave us the Holy Ghost. But what good is this gift if we don't unwrap it? Jesus' love for us and insight about us allowed him to give us the perfect gift, which has innumerable and immeasurable functions. First of all, it helps us to delight in relationship more than religion. Of course, religion is all right at times. God has used religion throughout the centuries to let us know that we need to be disciplined because discipline brings about discipleship. But God never asks us to put religion in the place of relationship. God helps us to maintain a desire for the Word of God through relationship, and the Word of God helps us to focus on our connection to Christ. Just like marriage, you know, you go through your stages on this Christian journey. You have that honeymoon stage where we're all hot and bothered for the Lord, on fire for his presence, and upset if someone tries to speak against him. We put on our best, race to his church. We tell him we love him all the time and show it through tithing and ministry work. But then a few months, couple of years for some, maybe 5 or 10 years for others. And you know that honeymoon is over. Now we're dragging out of bed to get to the church. Excuses to miss Bible study and Sunday school creep in. The hunger for the word has been overshadowed by the hunger for the diner or for the restaurant or for that all-you-can-eat buffet. You know what I'm talking about. And the daily devotion has decreased to maybe once a month, if at all. And we also by then have learned the secret. Are you ready? That church folk are as crazy and messed up as non-believers, respectfully so, myself included. But we were on fire for Christ at one point, but now we find ourselves barely a flicker. But God, knowing that we would do such things, has a way of regaining our attention. Oh yeah, he has a way of clearing all distractions away. He can make that which captured our attention and challenged our relationship with God become the very thing that gets us to turn back to God. Which is why we have to stay grounded in the Word of God, because everything else and everyone else is temporary. God is the only constant in your life and my life, and our focus has to be on him. Cars break down, relationships break up, health comes and goes like the weather, and loved ones blow in and out of our lives like the wind. But the psalmist said, my soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. God is my defense. I shall not be moved. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap. We're going to talk next about what's the difference between discipleship and membership right here on Praise 107.9. You can give me a call also. The number is 904-296-2251. In just a few minutes, in 10 more minutes, we're also going to have our Ha Ha Hallelujah comedy clip moments. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9.
Though I can't see your holy face, and your throne in heaven above, it seems so far away. Though I can't touch your name. Unspeakable joy that makes my
Hallelujah. Miss Crystal Lewis, that is Lord, I Believe in You. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I'm Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, as well as Disciple Shape for Discipleship Counseling Services here just for you. The number for those affordable counseling services, that number is 904-624-9868. 624-9868. Now you can also stay in contact with us by going to praise1079.com, the website, and there if you go to the Stand in the Gap information, you'll see the SITG pastor@gmail.com. That way you can email, as those who usually are international who contact us that way. It's just more economical that way because it's free that way. Hallelujah. And so we actually type out the prayers back to them. And I have some of those listed right now that we're going to pray together in just a moment. You can also call the live number, of course, which is 904-296-2251, 296-2251. You can also see the link to the Facebook page, Stand in the Gap, and there, just click on that, and you can send a messenger message, and that way we can contact you back and pray with you for you. Remember, when you share your prayer requests as well as your praise report, that is something that we don't just write out now and share for the weekend, but God keeps it upon our hearts that we may continue to pray for you without ceasing until God says otherwise, and or until you call and say otherwise. All right. So we're just a few minutes before we get to our laughter, healing through laughter segment. So I want to finish this first point for you for this word out of Romans chapter 7, specifically verse 21, when we hear Paul say, I find then this law at work, although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched one I am. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Christ Jesus. I'm so glad Paul did a call and response for himself and for us too, because sometimes we have to be able to answer those questions ourselves. You know, it's okay to talk to yourself. Seriously, I'm not just saying that because I do it. I'm just, but I do that. And so it's okay to talk to yourself, because we have to encourage ourselves. It's okay to ask yourself a question. It's okay to answer the question. There's only a problem when you say, huh? Or what did you say? If you ask you what you just said, there's a problem. And I want you to call. Should I give you that counseling number again? I'm so serious. 904-624-9868. But we see in God's word that we don't look. We do look to material things at times, or people, to fill a void, but that's not what God tells us to do. And that's why Jesus is the one who can custom fill a lot of the things that we go through. How many times, when you think about it, have you shopped too much or drank too much, ate too much, got up still empty? How many times have we been in bad relationships and friendships, hard jobs, limited careers, only to look up and still feel empty? Look, no liquid or powder spirit in alcohol or drugs can fill the shoes of the Holy Spirit, and no man or no woman can carry a load that can only be lifted by the Lord. Brothers, the truth is out. She can't make you whole. Sisters, he can't make you happy. A half a person and a half a person getting married, it's just the ingredients for a hot mess. We have to be completed by Christ individually, then brought together. And for those of us who are single as well, God continues to complete us so that we too may be focused on self and healing in a healthy way and not in a selfish way. Amen. But God's word, our relationship with God, as far as Bible studies, private studies, God will show us more and more as we open this GPS, as we talked about again last week, this manual that God has given us, this gospel provisional system of salvation that God has given us. But a lot of times we don't look at it until another preacher or pastor opens it up. And I'm talking about us as preachers and pastors too. Hallelujah. And so we ask God to keep that fire burning within us. God has allowed the Holy Spirit to keep those coals hot, keep feeding that furnace, keep reading, keep studying, keep investing time in the Lord, because the investment in Christ is guaranteed to yield an increase in intimacy and knowledge. For there is a war going on, and let no one tell you differently. Spiritual warfare is real. And we are right in the midst of it. Every time a soul comes to Jesus, I just believe the temperature in hell increases even more, just from Satan being so upset. The point is that we are Satan's enemies now, and no longer his hanging partners. So it's good that we're divorced from him with this marriage that we have to Christ now. But do know that Satan, with his little punkish, pathetic, pitiful self, took notes. We spent time together, so he took notes. He knows what we liked. He knows what worked to get us to fall all those other times we backslid and backed that thing up to back on the block. He knows our weaknesses, our strengths, and will attempt to use both against us. And although Satan's tricks are not new, they are still sneaky and deceiving. For he capitalizes on confusion and doubt. So if he can confuse us with relationship with God by confusing us within denominations and religions, he truly feels that he has capitalized. But let me tell you what you already know. God is sovereign and providential, and there is nothing Satan can do about it. But he still tries. Eve, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? You ain't gonna die, girl. Then Eve looked at the fruit, and Adam did too, when they should have looked to God, the Creator. That's when the need for this gift that Christ gives us was created. They did what we do. They contemplated the desire, internalized the opportunity, and rationalized the choice. In other words, they thought about it. They let it become a part of them. Then they made sense of the nonsense and decided to accept it. Sound familiar? I know it does for me. You might as well tell the truth too. We all disobey God at the core of our being. So Jesus had to give us this gift and this reunion of relationship in redemption. And relationship with Christ is always much more important than any other relationship we have. And when that relationship is in order, we can see our identity, our validation, our value through Christ. Then we can also see our purpose, and we can see the identity and value of others as well. And that's a beautiful thing. Amen. Amen. We're going to get ready now for our first prayer. And after this, we're going to have a hallelujah moment. So pray with me now, please. These requests that we have thus far, you still can get yours in. It's not too late. We'll be here until 1 a.m. That's right. Standing in the gap for you between misery and ministry, wounds and worship, pain and praise. We're praying for Sister Rhonda. We are asking God to continue to bless her, to be an awesome mom that she is, as well as to continue to be a beautiful and competent manager for one of her groups thus far. We're praying on behalf of her 17-year-old son, Andrew. God, asking you that with the cerebral palsy that he has, we thank you that it is yet but a thorn, and that your grace is sufficient. We thank you for all the grace you have given him through all the multiple surgeries. We thank you that you are fulfilling his desire to be able to walk more strongly and to be able to play the sports that he wants to continue to play. We ask that you bless her son Caleb as well, that you continue to bless his singing abilities and even his writing abilities. God, we ask that you bless Brother Michael with his special needs, that you continue to allow his beautiful brain to articulate just how much he loves you, and continue to empower him to evangelize about you. We ask that where he feels attacked with the loneliness and feeling alone all the time, that you bring the right people across his path that won't take advantage of the beautiful heart that he also has. We ask that for all the losses that he's experienced with his two grandmothers, his uncle, four of his friends, and the heart that he still feels is broken from his best friend Miguel, that you help, dear God, to heal and to seal so that he truly can be closer to you. We ask that you allow your relationship with him to supersede all other things so that truly he knows that you are the best friend that he will ever have, like you are for us. We ask to God that you bless Sister Julianne and her hubby and their kids. We thank you for 21 years now in working where she does work. We ask that you bless Sister Nythea as well. We ask God that for the family and the boys and the grandkids, the three and three, three boys and three grands, that you continue to allow them to have a love for you and for each other, and that you provide for them. God, we pray on behalf of all of those in North Carolina and along all the coastlines, as well as the residual effects of Hurricane Florence. We ask that you restore for those that have lost life. We ask that you bless their souls according to your perfect will. We ask also, God, that you help the better out of each person, each family come out as opposed to the worst. We ask, dear God, that you forgive us where we don't take opportunity to be a blessing to each other for focusing on our own selfish desires. We ask that you help us to see the difference between need and greed so that truly we may be a community that sees about each other. We ask, God, that for those who are heartbroken because of the losses, that you be the comforter as you said you would and as you are. And we thank you right now for what you're already doing. Lord, we just ask for Miss KG that you continue to bless her family, that you continue to help her brothers who may have CTE, that you give him what he needs to get to where he needs to get to. Help him, dear God, to be delivered from self-medicating, and help him whether it is chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that whatever it really is, that you allow the right people of medicine to see it and to deal with it instead of it trying to deal with him in ways that are not of your will. We ask, dear God, for any and all of us who are suffering with health issues and needing your healing, that even before you cure us, that you help us to walk in the fact that you are our balm, you are our healer, you are Jehovah Rapha, the one who continues to help us. And for that, we are grateful. In Jesus' name, we ask, God, that you have your way in our lives, that truly we may continue to be more and more about you. And we all say amen. Amen, amen, amen. It is about that time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to take a breath for that one. So I have a couple of clips for you because we truly do believe that there is healing through laughter. Yes, my microphone is on purpose so I can listen in and laugh with you. Also, though, you can still call. Why? Because you cannot bother me, because I'm just a servant for the Lord. So I am very accessible. 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. And yes, if and when you call in, I will then mute my mic so I won't blast out your information. Though we don't do secrets here because we don't roll with Satan like that, but we do believe in discretion. Amen. We're going to hear a little bit right now from, who's the one I have? Amber. I'm sorry, from Dennis. This is from Dry Bar Comedy, by the way, too. So you can get this in any of your music apps. You can get it at iTunes as well online. And you can also get really pretty clear, approved the right way clips on YouTube as well. I have it through my music app. And so this is Dry Bar Comedy. And we're going to listen to Dennis tonight, Gatsiola. We're going to listen to him, two clips. So one's about 3 minutes long. The other one is about 4 minutes long. Will you hang in there with me? I sure hope so. Again, let's listen in together.
Grew up poor. I'm not ashamed to say I grew up poor. Anybody grow up poor? Nothing wrong with growing up in poverty. You learn things when you're poor that you would not know if you had money.
All right.
When I was 7 years old, the family car was a 1965 Chevy Impala that was not a lowrider on purpose. We had a big family and a hoopty, man. Who knows something about a hoopty? Used to call it a jalopy. They call it a hoopty now. This car had no reverse because the transmission was messed up. You couldn't make a left turn because the steering column was messed up. Okay, you cannot make up jokes like this, all right? This is a testimony right now. I was 7 years old when we had this hoopty you couldn't even make a left turn in. But at the age of 7, I already knew that three rights equal to left. Okay. Rich kids didn't know that. My teachers thought I was advanced. You don't want to ask my dad for directions. He'd be like, okay, man, you make a right. You make a right. You make a right. You'll be all right. We were poor. For dinner, all we had was helper. No hamburger, just the helper. You know, it's hard to travel. You know that, right? It's hard to travel and be a good person. Anybody experience that? Where you're trying your best to be nice and friendly, but the flight in today, I'm on the window seat. The plane was packed. And it's not the man's fault. He's a big man. The seat is little, but he had to sit right next to me. And he's pouring into my seat. It's not his fault. But before we even get in the air, he falls asleep. And by the time we're up in the air, he's snoring and his head is on my shoulder. He's dead asleep. And I start elbowing him to get him off of me. And then I heard in my heart, what would Jesus do?
Okay, tell it.
Man, I didn't know Jesus flew Southwest. Kept hearing, what would Jesus do? Then I thought about it. I was like, man, Jesus raised the dead. So I looked at him and said, wake up! He got up. I do all these jokes about being Mexican, and I'm a grandpa. Where are the grandpas at? Where are the grandfathers at? You have grandsons from your son or from your daughter? From your son. They're going to carry your name on. I have two grandsons. My second son gave me two grandsons. But his wife is Irish-Italian. I got Nico and Nolan. They got my last name, but they're blue-eyed, freckle-faced little boys. I can't even take them to the mall by myself without an Amber Alert going off.
Okay, all right. There's one more from Brother Dennis.
So I just finished a 12-base tour for the Air Force. They sent me out to do 12 shows across the country for the Air Force. It was awesome going back and performing. I was in the Air Force myself, so it was awesome to go back. Let me do a check right here with the room. How many military veterans we have tonight? Clap your hands if you're military veterans. Woo! All right.
Go Vets.
Go Vets. Okay, let's do a room check. Where are the Army veterans at? Army. Give it up for the Army over there and back over here. Marine Corps, where are the Marines at? Any Marines here? No. Everybody stay still. What? Watch. Once a Marine? Always a Marine. They don't know when the war ends. I have no Marine jokes. Where's the Navy at? Anybody from the Navy? Anybody serving the Navy? Anybody shop at Old Navy? An Air Force. Who's in the Air Force with me? Right over here. Give it up. My brother over here. We were this close to being in the military. You don't realize how tough you aren't when you're in the Air Force until you get out and you have to go to the VA to be with all the other veterans. I see a Marine limp by. He goes, Vietnam took a bullet. I see an Army soldier go by. Gulf War, shrap metal. I'm standing there with the wrist brace. I still wanted to act like I was tough. I was like, U.S. Air Force, carpal tunnel, email, 05. I'm better now. So I go out in these 12 Air Force bases. One of the bases was so far into Texas that the nearest airport was in Mexico. They said we could fly to Mexico or drive 6 hours across Texas to go to this base. I said, I'm not flying into Mexico. I know who won the election. You're not getting rid of me like that.